Did you know that if you want success in a team environment, then one of the key areas, one of two keys, is connection? You want to find out how to create a better connection in your teams, including work, sport, family, anything? Listen on. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Last Friday night, I was a guest speaker at the season launch for the King's School football program. I've been doing some work with their first 11 squad, their coaches, and hand in hand with the director of football there to help take their football program to another level, to bring those high performance standards, strategies, processes, because it's a rugby school and the head of football there is really keen to put football on the map, to give it more of a stature that it deserves, because it's very much growing in terms of participation at the school. And the theme for the night was all about connection. And this is something that the head of football really wants to build. It's a lot of the things that we've been talking about. I learned from a mate of mine, I'm sure I've used this phrase before, it talked about the best teams focus on capability and connection. Most teams focus on capability, so building skills on the actual sport, gameplay, all those different things, but the very best focus on connection as well in equal measures. So that's what this night was all about. And connection and capability, and the theme was the more connected we are as a group, the more capable we become. And so a lot of the work I'll be doing with the school or with the football program this year will be focusing on the parents to make sure they are feeling connected as well. So the best teams don't just engage the people who are within the team, the players, the coaches, the support staff, but they engage the whole community. So they've already been doing a great job embracing, connecting the school community, the other sporting codes, the other areas of the school, the teachers, the coaches. Missing link, the parents, and there aren't too many places doing this, and it's a great opportunity for the school, because parents play such a pivotal role in helping to empower the young athletes, not just from a sport perspective, from a holistic perspective, which again is a big focus for the school. And so the talk that I was doing was exactly around that, was making sure those parents felt included. And the journey that we're going to go on with them is to help them with the specific strategies and processes that they can utilize to make sure that they're being high-performing parents as well, and they're giving their child and the team the best possible opportunities to perform at their best. Now, whether that means wins on the board or not is another thing, but it will give them the best opportunity for wins. Because when you are connected, like the statement that they were running with said, if the more connected you are, the more capable you become as a group. And that includes the whole group. So like with anything, you can't control so many different parts of anything. Sport's no different. Weather, refereeing, the standard of the opposition, but you can continue to raise your level, and connection is a massive part of that. And that's the steps we're putting in place. So for you guys, what is connection? Well, the simple answer is it's how more than one person, so two or more people, come together in a positive way. Because if it's not positive, it's not connection. It's the opposite of that. So some key elements of connection is trust. There has to be a high level of trust. Empathy, respect. Like if there's not respect, how are you going to find that connection? So there's an element of you needing to be yourself. So there's a guy that I follow who talks about having a healthy disrespect by showing up more of who you are. So the respect comes when you are realizing that there are other people in your team that are going to come their own way to this particular team environment. So it's not respect as in stopping being who you are, but it's respect to understand that there are different people and they're going to have their own way. And because of that, you also need flexibility to have the best connection. You need to be adaptable. You might have some areas where you're really set in your ways, but the important thing is to be able to find that flexibility and adaptability so that you can change to meet the needs of the collective. Change some of those patterns, change some of those behaviors to make the team better. And you do that through self-control. So often in a team environment, people want to have assert their control on other people in the team and put their point of view across and all of these different aspects, but ultimately it comes back to self-control. What can you do? How can you show up as your best version? So that's what we'll be talking about as well. Now, why is this important? Because for the best connection, it's important that everyone feels safe so that they feel that they are included, that they belong, and that it's safe for them to be themselves. Now, the easy answer is that we work on each individual and we help them get up to speed so they're not even worried about what other people are thinking about them. But the reality is that's a massive job for humanity, let alone a community like this. So instead, you create these environments by helping people to understand other people's perspective, to empower each other, to lift them up. You know, it's like in any environment, if people are continually cutting you down, telling what you're doing wrong all the time, and that's where they lead from, well, then you're often switched off by the time they get to any sort of compliment or anything empowering. So leading with empowerment, lifting each other up. So how do you do all of these things? Like I said, that understanding, if you come to any environment, even if you feel like the team member that might be challenging, come from a place of understanding. Why might they be showing up that way? Rather than just labeling how they are or dismissing them because they don't see things the way you see things or even operate the way you operate. It's okay, well, what's going on in their world? Maybe they're not usually like that. They're just having some tough times at the moment, even just on the day. We all go through that. Sometimes we need people to be understanding of us when we're not quite at our best. And when you come from understanding and people can see that you're making a genuine effort when they're going through those struggles, they're having those tough times or even just tough days, and that connection just becomes effortless. All those other things I mentioned becomes effortless because that saying that I've mentioned many times on the podcast is people will forget what you did and forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So the understanding piece helps with that. Take a genuine interest in the other people's world. Come back to the being a teacher. Sometimes there are children that are going through things you can't even imagine away from the school environment. And they go in there and they have these high expectations placed upon them, and that doesn't solve anything. But if you come from understanding and you show a genuine interest in who they are beyond schooling, so if you're thinking from a work perspective, beyond their work, beyond how they operate in a work environment, or if it's sport in a team environment, find out about who they are and take a genuine interest. And you'll find that when you do that, then people they can't help but reciprocate that sort of good feeling of wanting to know and wow, that person made me feel so good and showed interest. No one else does that. And then they'll want to find a way to repay that. And then it's looking for the good. I come back to what I mentioned about change management. It's always find the bright spots with your teammate. If you're a coach, with any person in the team, if you're a teacher, the same. If you're a part of a family, understanding, genuine interest, and then look for the good. If people are continually picking you apart and telling you what you need to improve and what you're doing wrong, they will resist listening to you. They certainly won't want to connect at a deep level, and you'll find that you drift further and further apart. But if you look for the good and you listen and you come from a place of rather than transactional, like what can I get out of this instead of unconditional? How can I help this person? And I know that the universe will repay me somehow, the law of reciprocity. Then find the good, and that's when you're going to start to build those stronger connections. I did a talk with the club team's coaches, and I demonstrated this point by asking for some input on some things that talk about control, like what are the areas that the players can control? And I gave lots of compliments. And as soon as I started giving compliments, more people put their hand up. And I made that point. I'm like, even as adults, we love to get validated like that. It feels good. Now, this is not to say that in a high-performance environment, we don't still need boundaries. We don't still need standards. They come and are easy to implement when we build this connection first. So again, how do you do it? Genuine understanding of what the other person might be going through. And then show genuine interest in who they are, finding ways to lift them up. Look for the good. And then you're on your path to building those better connections, which will take you individually to high levels of fulfillment and performance, and collectively as a team, exactly the same result, which is what we're after. And when you're doing those things, funny thing happens. If you're a sporting team, you start to win more games. If you're an organization, you start to perform better. And business, you shift the bottom line. It's an important part of business. From a family perspective, you start finding that those battles that maybe you were having before start to fade away. And instead, you marvel at some of the moments where you are seeing this connection. When I was a parent watching my youngsters fight it out many times, and then through my own growth and change and my wife doing the same, watching them become like best mates at times, and us seeing things from them going, wow, like, look at that. Now, granted, there was part of them growing up and maturing as well, but I don't remember doing that with my siblings at that age. I just wasn't able to do that because I hadn't learned any of these skills. So one of the greatest gifts of my own personal development is to be able to pass those messages on to my children and seeing them grow, not just as individuals, but as a family unit as a result of that. So if you're looking for more connection, start with these areas that I've mentioned today. And to help me build more connection, build this community. If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe. If you haven't left a review, then jump on. Even if it's just a couple of words, 5-star review is going to help me get in front of more people. We can build this tribe. We can bring more of this high performance and this connection and positivity that can ripple through the world. Nothing creates a better environment and spreads it faster quite like sport. It has the potential to literally change our world if we can use these methods, make it the norm. It'll spread like wildfire. So that's your opportunity also. Please do hit the like, hit the subscribe, hit the follow depending on the platform you're in. And if you're feeling really generous, that review would be awesome as well. Speak to you on the next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.